Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That would be time to check back with KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer for our afternoon visit. He joins us as per usual live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline. Many tech companies in the Bay Area have announced plans to allow employees to work from home well into next year, but one San Francisco financial services and software company is taking a different approach. Stripe is offering workers $20,000 if they're willing to move away from San Francisco. Phil, you're going to tell us there's a catch here.
There's a couple of catches. The first one is, yeah, you can move away from San Francisco and you can stay on the books and you can keep working wherever you'd like to. But they're going to ask for you possibly to take as much as a 10% pay cut in return. So you can go to your Bend, Oregon, your Lake Tahoe, or wherever you want to go, even outside the country. You can get back closer to your parents. You can get with your fiance, get married. You can go to a place that's cheaper to live, but they're going to want to have a pay cut as well. It's a trade-off, and you have about until the end of the year possibly to make up your mind. So if you were given the offer, what would you do?
I'd move to Lake Tahoe.
Okay. Now, you might do that if you're making enough money to absorb a 10% pay cut, because it's not, you're not going that far. You would get out of Bay Area rents or Bay Area costs. The commuting, all those things that we sort of groan about would be off the plate, and you'd have possibly a better lifestyle. But let's say you decided to move to Texas or Florida. Florida doesn't have a state income tax. Could you actually be taking home as much or more with the cut?
It's an interesting question. So, Phil, this is the first I've heard of a company actually offering to pay you to leave, so to speak. But from what we're hearing anecdotally, a number of companies that are suggesting that their employees can work elsewhere are making it pretty clear that they will take a pay cut. It seems like that might be the new norm.
Yeah, because, you know, part of the attraction was coming here. And it's just not a pay cut, Stan. I mean, okay, when you have these tech companies, you know, you have the Facebooks and your Googles, and they had the campuses, and you would go there and you would work. You know, they worked you like crazy, but you would work and you would get, you know, you'd have dental there, you'd have haircuts there, you'd have food there. Remember how the campus took care of everything about your day so that you
Lots
wouldn't have to leave. Right. That's not going to be the case anymore. You're going to be out on your own. So there's that. What do the companies get out of it? Well, the rent market in San Francisco is through the roof. I mean, it's one of the highest, if not the highest, in the nation for businesses. And the Bay Area is pretty much the same. And so we're seeing companies, rather than investing in big long-term leases for big space, they're starting to farm it out. So, yeah, there is this trade-off back and forth on it. But it doesn't necessarily bode well for the Bay Area, because the fewer workers here means fewer people in the downtown and fewer people in these areas where they have become tech hubs. So everybody's looking at this going, if this is the wave of the future and it's already here, they're already wondering what the impact's going to be on what's left here. Probably lower rents, might mean new companies coming in because they can afford it, or it could mean empty buildings in the downtown and everyone suffering from the lack of workers at all around.
It'll be really interesting to track. That's KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.